Welcome to Crappy Friends, the podcast that discusses female friendships, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Girl power defeating bitchery since 2018.
I'm New York Times bestselling author Kristen Higgins.
And I'm USA Today bestselling author Joss Day. And we're best friends.
We are. We're best friends. Yeah. Yep. So we have talked a lot about leaving friendships. Mm-hmm. We've talked a lot about making friendships. Mm-hmm. And we've, between the two of us, have talked a lot about what do you do when something happens in your friendship and you want to fix it.
Yeah.
So we're calling this episode, How to Mend This Broken Friendship. So the first criteria that we are offering you, listeners, is this friendship may be broken, mm-hmm. but it's been healthy overall. We don't want you to get back together with a person who makes you feel dumb, worthless, exhausted, unheard, unappreciated. Right? I mean, yeah. Those are the people we tell you how to break up with.
Right. Absolutely.
And some of those signs that a friendship is not healthy is a friend is dishonest, lies, gaslights, is unkind, doesn't show up, essentially.
Right, right.
So we don't want you to hang on to those or invest any more time in those. But let's say that something has happened. Go ahead and read the first step, Joss.
So do some soul searching about this friendship and whether you truly want to keep it. We just discussed this in the last mm-hmm. podcast. Is it healthy? Is it meaningful? How long ago did you really enjoy and feel close, each other and feel close? History is not a law. Just because you were friends once doesn't mean that it's a lifelong commitment. So true.
We've talked about that so many times in the podcast, that your history does not bind you to this person forever.
Right. Just because she was in your wedding.
Right. Or you rode the school bus together.
Right.
So assuming there has been an event or some kind of sea change in this friendship, ask yourself if this is forgivable, if this is truly something you can let go of and learn from and grow from, that it's not something that's going to fester like a canker sore or spread like mold. This is something you really have to be able to get over. Mm-hmm. So for example, one of you forgot or overlooked something very important, like a death or a pregnancy announcement or a big promotion or you bought a new house or you got married. Mm-hmm. And the friend just didn't acknowledge that.
Right.
That's forgivable, I would say. Yeah,
I would say too. The next one is one of you has been out of touch lately and things just aren't the same. There's like a tremor. There's like something that's offish. And you're wondering if you and she are still important to each other.
Right. And that, maybe,
that's mendable. That's fixable. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of you has been feeling left out of her life. And one seems very involved with other people, other things. Mm-hmm. And again, you're just questioning that importance. Is this still worth investing in? Mm-hmm. So that's the second step. First one is you want to keep this friendship because it is healthy. The second is, can you forgive the thing that has changed it or let go of it? Truly forgive. Because, you know, for example, in a marriage, I know a lot of people who have stayed together after one partner has been unfaithful. Some people can forgive that mm-hmm. and some people never will. Mm-hmm. And it will just always be there like a stone in your stomach.
Right.
In some cases, it's best to get a divorce, right?
Right.
And the same is true in friendship.
Right. So the third step is to see if she also wants to mend the friendship. You can't get water from a stone. Be aware that the answer might be no. People's needs change. Just because you were close once doesn't mean that you'll be close again. And if your answer is no, that's it.
It's over.
Yeah.
It's over. The friendship is over. And as hurtful and painful as that might be, you have to respect that.
Yeah.
So there does have to be sort of a moment where you say, look, Joss, our friendship just doesn't feel the same as it has been these many years. And I would love to talk to you about it and see if we can get to the root cause or just really be honest with each other. Mm-hmm. And if you just say, yeah, no, thanks, then I've been told my answer right there.
There it is. Yes.
So let's say she says, yes, I've been feeling it too. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then our next bit of advice is do some hard thinking. Be clear on what you do want from the friendship and what that looks like. Okay. So you don't want to say stuff like, well, I just want it to be the way it used to be, because that's not helpful.
No.
But you can say things like, I'd love for us to go back to having that monthly movie date and dinner that we always did.
Yeah, I like that. I like you really do have to be specific, because you really want to kind of open up and discuss what's not working with the friendship. And you can't do that by just saying, I just want things to go back the way they were. That doesn't make it.
That's very vague. Yeah. You could say like, I would love it if we resumed going on trips together.
Right.
Or I miss being invited to your family events.
Right. Or I want you to give me the benefit of doubt if I'm not responding as fast as you want me to.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a real good one.
That actually is something that I've experienced where I've just had to say to someone very close to me, I have a lot going on and I need to attend to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not you. It's just my other stuff. And I still care about you. So you just need to give me some slack here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Then Joss's best advice, have a script, right?
I love a script.
Put the notes on your phone, make index cards, whatever, because this is your chance to say what you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
So
some examples of that are, I don't like having to reassure you that you're my friend. We had a letter about that, didn't we?
Yes.
We did.
Yes, we did. It was a while ago, but...
It was a while ago. That's what I'm struggling
to
remember.
She was wearing down her other friends with, are you sure you want me?
Yes.
I know you guys are really close and I'm not that close.
Right, right.
You know, I've had a friend like that too. And it was actually a great example of how we mended the friendship.
Yeah. Right.
You know, you might want to express that you feel like an afterthought because this person only calls you at the last minute.
Or you can say something like, you can be very critical of my choices, even when they don't affect you. I've experienced that, particularly with relatives. It's sort of like a familiarity breeds contempt type of thing, where we've gotten so close that you feel like you can say just about anything you want. And you can, for the most part, but you can't be critical of my choices, even when they don't affect you.
Especially when they don't affect you.
Especially when they
You're
don't
not looking them. For a judge on your life.
Right.
You want to know the things that you are going to address.
Yeah.
And then you set up the meeting where you will really be able to talk. Mm-hmm. So maybe you want neutral territory, like a restaurant where no one's going to make a scene. Maybe you want privacy where no one will interrupt you. So you invite her to your apartment or she invites you to yours. Maybe you say, let's go for a walk at 1 o'clock. And at 3, I will have to get back to work. So you have that constraint, again, a boundary. Maybe you want the opposite of that. Maybe you're going to say, this is going to take a while. Can we, you know, can we meet at 1 and just go till we're done? You may want to do it in person. I think it's always best to do it in person because it's much harder to be unkind when you're looking at someone. It's harder, but that's what I prefer. But you may want to do it via text or via phone or even email.
Mm-hmm.
It's already going to be uncomfortable. because mm-hmm. you're addressing something that's wrong with the person who has contributed to the wrongness, right?
Yes, yes.
So whatever fits you best, but if you are the one who has kind of called this meeting or asked for this time, maybe say, why don't we do this via text? Because I know that you know how I'm a weeper and I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable or guilty, right?
Right. Next step is to make sure she's aware of what this conversation is about. Don't just spring it on her. Like, you've gotten together for some other thing and you're saying, by the way, I wanted to bring up all the things that are wrong with her. Like, don't do that.
Please don't.
Don't do that. Tell her you want to talk in depth about your friendship, its importance, and recent changes or issue. Be brave. Consider, like, if you were sending an email and there's a subject line in the email, what would you put in the subject line? That's how you want to say to your friend, this is what I want to talk about, is right. The thing that's in the subject line.
It might be, do you have time for a personal conversation?
Yes.
And then if she responds, sure. What about? Say, well, I've been thinking about our friendship lately and just wanted to hear from you, tell you a few things, listen. That sort of thing.
Right.
So yeah, don't mention it while you're at a baby shower or something.
No, by the way.
As a matter of fact, give me that present first. So when you do see her, when you talk to her, greet her warmly. You want to start on a positive note.
Yes.
Hi, thank you for showing up. It's so good to see you. I love your necklace. Remember that this is about the love that you two have for each other.
Right.
It's not a trial. Okay. The purpose of the meeting is you want to salvage this friendship.
Right.
And you believe it should be salvaged and it can be salvaged. She may or may not agree, but get started on the right foot with positivity, love, and appreciation.
Right. And don't forget, you've gone through all these previous steps to determine that the relationship is salvageable. So you don't want to go in there judging her, like going back over all your past hurts and making her account for that. You want to go in there with the goal in mind that you're going to bring your friendship back to life.
Right. And thank her for being willing to sit down with you and spend the time on this.
Right. So then you've done all that. People are as comfortable as they can be. And you say, we've been friends for 10 years and you've been really important to me, but lately there's been a change and I'd like to talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And ask her to hear you out, assure her that you will hear her out as well and stand by that.
Yeah.
Don't interrupt. Ask her if she says, well, wait a minute. Just say, I just want to say my piece and then I'm absolutely here to listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take out your phone and you look at your notes if you have.
That's right.
To.
That's right.
And, but you're not going to flounce out in anger because you're not 4 years old.
Right.
You care about this person. This person has been important to you. And the goal is to get on a better track.
Yeah. Yeah. So be specific, but don't be accusatory. Remember the method of saying, when you did this, I feel this. These are the I statements and feel statements. I feel, right? When you do this, I feel this. Be thorough, but don't talk forever. Tell her what the issue is. Tell her about your feelings about it. And then you're done. It's her turn.
Right. So last week we had a letter from a woman whose friend went on a road trip that they had talked about taking together.
Yeah.
And she didn't say anything. This would have been a great time for her to say, when you went on that trip that we had talked about going on together, I felt really surprised and hurt and left out.
Yes. Yes.
What you don't want to say is, you are so rude and thoughtless when you took that trip without me. That's going to get you absolutely nowhere.
Right. Right.
So you talk about your feelings and then it's her turn and you listen. To what she says. She's a good person or you wouldn't be having this talk. And you have to accept that her truth is her truth, just as yours is yours. Mm-hmm. There is not one right thing that one of you remembers. And this is a fight I have with my husband for the past 30 years. We have the same fight. That's what marriage is all about. Is that he always feels that the way he remembers it is true and correct. Mm-hmm. And one time I said to him, look, I don't have hidden cameras in the house. I can't roll the tape and mm-hmm. show that you were wrong. We remember things differently. Mm-hmm. You have to accept that, right?
Right. And so colored by feeling. So that's right. why things are remembered differently.
Right. So some of the phrases you might use are what we call reflective phrases, reflective listening.
Yeah.
You might say, so just so I'm clear, you're saying you didn't think I wanted you to be there. Am mm-hmm. I right? Mm-hmm. You're not denying. You're not saying, well, you did this, right? You are just letting her know you heard what she said. You've, mm-hmm. you're processing it. You're mm-hmm. paying close attention.
Mm-hmm. Some other phrase you might want to use, that must have been hard. This gives credibility to her feelings and it shows compassion without denying or arguing about what happened. It's true. And it makes her feel heard again, that mm-hmm. you're actually listening instead of reacting to what she's right. saying.
Mm-hmm. So if she's saying, I felt like you deliberately left me out of that weekend, you can say that must have been hard.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was true. You deliberately left her out of that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying that must have been hard. That must have felt bad.
Yeah.
Right. You're not apologizing for it necessarily because maybe you wanted to go away without her. Maybe there were reasons, but you're just showing her that you care that it was difficult.
Right.
On the flip side, phrases to avoid are, oh, you always say that. Or yeah. I should have known you'd bring that up. Or right. what about the time you did this?
Right.
That's one that I always hate. Where you know,
try
you're not talking about that.
No, let's avoid the whataboutisms. That's what I call them.
Oh, that's
what about the time you did this? What about the time you did that? Let's avoid that, right? Because remember, the goal in mind here, always remember your goal, is you want this friendship to be better. You want this friendship. So
And if your friend says, well, what about the time you went away with your yeah. friends and didn't invite me? You could say, let's talk about that in a minute, but right now we're talking about your bridal shower that I wasn't invited to.
Right.
There you know, go. You don't want to go back 10 years or whatever.
Right.
This is the hardest one for most people.
Yes.
Give up the need to be right.
Mm-hmm.
There are two truths here.
Yeah.
One is perceived by her. One is perceived by you. This is not a trial.
No.
Okay? You're not the DA. Okay.
Right.
As we said, you know, when you're going on something from memory, two people can be in the same place at the same event and experience it completely differently.
That's true.
So it's not that your memory was right and hers is wrong. It's that there were different experiences happening.
Right. And also, you do not get to dictate the rules of your friendship if you're trying to save it. This is a relationship, not a dictatorship. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask for certain things, but if you take the God position of thou shalt not, you're not a real friend.
Right. Yeah. Right. You can say when you are constantly late to meet me, I feel that it's not important to you to get together with me.
Right.
And therefore I will give you a 10-minute window after which I will leave.
Right.
But you can't say you can never be late again or right. I will stop being because that's juvenile.
Yes.
You can set the boundary of this is what I will tolerate and right. this is what I won't. And these are the consequences. If you choose to be late, then or if you choose say to make like a racist joke, then these are the consequences okay. of that. You can't tell people what to do. You can't say you can never be racist around me again. You can say if you're racist and you say something, I'm going to leave because I yeah. find that very offensive and unacceptable.
Right.
Even though you have other qualities, whatever.
Whatever. Right.
Go ahead, Jess. Yep.
Yeah. I was going to say the next step is if you need to take a break, do.
Mm-hmm.
Emotions can run high. Say that. This is your friend. I need a minute. Okay. Or why don't we talk about something else while we eat and then circle back to this? It's getting a little heated. Even maybe let's meet up again. So you have a moment to process and then we can come back to this again.
Yeah. And that's, if you are the friend who is, who has been invited to this conversation and mm-hmm. perhaps you're not as aware, you haven't given as much thought to these issues as the person who asked for this conversation, you might say, this is a lot to process. Mm-hmm. And I want to get my thoughts together mm-hmm. and respond to you very thoughtfully as you have spoken to me tonight. So, but maybe we can get together next Tuesday and finish this, right? Finish the conversation.
Yep.
And then don't agree to something that won't work for you. Right. So if she says, for example, if we're going to have this friendship work, you need to text me every day so that I know I'm important to you. you don't have to do that. Okay. Yeah. If that's a sign of her insecurity.
Yeah.
And she needs to work on that. That's not your job to cure her insecurity. If she says, listen, I don't want to hear from you for a year. That's not a friendship. You don't have to accept that. You can say, well, if that's how strongly you feel, then I have my answer and I will always cherish the times we had together, but I'm not willing to put a friendship on hold for an entire year without communication.
Right.
That doesn't sound like a friendship to me.
Exactly. I love that answer. It's so gracious. It's so mature. Listeners, I would suggest you write that down and make it part of your script. So if I were in this scenario, I would have a full script of what I was going to say. I'd be sitting there with pieces of paper reading from my script, and I'd also have different options. So if her answer is A, I can read from, you know, script. And if her answer is no, then I can give Kristen's very gracious response.
Right. And then, you know, give her the same consideration that you're asking for. You know, don't you make demands. The friendship worked once. It was very precious to you, or else you wouldn't be putting this time in it. It may have changed, but it doesn't mean that it can't continue to flourish. It also means that it might not.
That's right? true. That's so. True. Be gentle with each other. Even if this doesn't work out going forward, it was once a healthy, lovely relationship, friendship, and it deserves respect and honor.
Yeah, I like that too. And then, as Joss always says, stick to your guns on what you decide. Mm-hmm. You know, if it is resuming that monthly movie date, you got to make that movie date. Don't cancel it. Mm-hmm. If she's asked you only to contact her once a week instead of twice a day, contact her once a week. Okay. Mm-hmm. Friendships are living things. They grow, they change, and you know, they're just like you. And the more you work with that idea that your friendship doesn't have to be the same as it was when you were 5, 16, 25, 50, the more likely your friendship will be to last.
I can't agree more. That's so true. And in so many different ways, that's true. That's like you, Kristen, as a parent, and me as a former child of a parent, that you need to give your friend room to grow the mm-hmm. way you would as a parent. And you have to leave that space open that mm-hmm. this person will grow and grow in a way that you weren't expecting. And that might be a little tough for you, mm-hmm. but you love them. And so you're going to leave that room open for them and see where it takes you. And in doing that, you grow too.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, to use a garden analogy, you know, sometimes you have to thin the plants for them to flourish.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need to step back from a friendship or have a little less of it, and then it will fill in with beautiful blossoms or carrots, maybe. You know, but you do have to make that space sometimes. And, you know, in the end, if it doesn't work, you're still going to be better off for it.
Yeah.
You had this lovely, healthy friendship. It changed. It stopped being the same. You put some thought and heart into the issues. You addressed it in a mature, kind-hearted, open-hearted way. Mm-hmm. And you didn't get the results you wanted. But that doesn't mean that those other times didn't exist mm-hmm. and weren't true.
Mm-hmm.
It just means that, sadly, they're over.
Yeah.
And you'll find someone else.
Yeah.
You'll make room in your life for someone else. And, you know, it's very difficult to be dumped as a friend. Jas and I have both had that experience.
Yep.
And I would say it's even harder to be the one ending the friendship.
Yeah.
And it can be brutal to be the one who says, I'm sorry, no.
Yeah, that is tough.
You know, you are being the heartbreaker in that situation. And it's easy to feel guilty and, you know, put yourself down and say, gosh, I must be so mean to do that. But if you are making that decision, you know that it is for your own emotional health.
Yes.
And that matters very much.
It really
does. If you can't go on with this friendship because it's a crazy maker, or it's just bringing you down, even though it was once wonderful, then you can't.
Yeah. And that's okay too.
But I like to think that there definitely are friendships that are worth saving. I have had one of these conversations with a very good friend, mm-hmm. and I'm so glad we did, mm-hmm. because we're even better friends now.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine my life without this friend. And I'm glad we had the hard, awkward conversation.
Yeah.
And we were able to be honest with each other. And we're living happily ever after.
That's right.
So good luck to you if you're one of those people who will be trying to mend a friendship that is a little bit cracked or broken.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks for listening. Send your letters to theladies@crappyfriends.net and please consider leaving us a review.
Crappy Friends is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts you'll love at frolic.media/podcasts.
I'm Kristen Higgins.
And I'm Joss Day.
And we're best friends.
Forever.